Okay, good morning, humanity. It's what is it? It's April 24th, 2023, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. Hey, everybody, my name's Paul.
Good morning. This is Bev.
Hey, sorry we're a little late today. Of course, we had glitches. What else can you say? So it's all part of our topic. Is DNA our destiny? That was our destiny not to be on there because who knows why. But here we are. We're going to talk about is DNA our destiny? How does that work with BioTouch, if it does at all? Now, the first thing we want to let you know is we are not experts in this field.
No.
As Bev said, we've read just enough and heard enough to be dangerous. But
Gonna
it
breathe
makes for a
into
good,
that
you're right, it
movement.
makes for a good dialogue. So if
Yes.
you're on with us and have any comments about this idea, but we're going to talk about why we even wanted to start this dialogue. So Bev stumbled upon something last night, wasn't it?
Stumbled is right. I saw this commercial and I came in at the last of it. So unfortunately, I don't remember the product or whatever, but the whole thing ended in a quote. DNA does not have to be your destiny. And I thought, wow, well, of course, the first person I thought of was Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Right.
Because
We
we've
talked
talked
about
about
him,
that many
right?
times, that he says that whatever medical science has thought for the last 500 years is wrong about that, So, anyway, it just really got my attention. I thought if they're starting to put this out there for people to see, something's going on here. I think it's exciting,
Right, especially when it's on public TV and these streaming services, and we're talking about, there is a different way. So let's talk about a little bit about that and remind people again, Bruce Lipton, who is in deals with epigenetics, is what they call it. And it's funny because I was talking to my grandson, who's a DNA cellular biologist. He's doing his research.
I love
And so when
it.
I bring this stuff up to him, he's like, "Well, yeah, that's really interesting, what are you finding with DNA?" And so he starts talking, and I'm like, "Whoa, but
I
he
know.
understands the fact that DNA is not structured, and a lot of it, he said, dealt with the stressors in our life or the thoughts in our life, which is what Bruce Lipton keeps saying, doesn't he?
Yes. I mean, just to recap just his aha moment when he did that research back in the 80s at Stanford, he discovered that, wait a minute, we can change our DNA structure, but you have to be willing to go to the cause, to the very, foundation of that, which is the cellular level. And you can make that change. And here's the kicker. You make the change with love.
Right.
Well, when I heard that, I'm like, wait a minute, what?
And
Reminds me of BioTouch.
right, it does, because that's our purpose, is to give an application of love. And it's interesting too, because he's actually hooked up with Anita Morjani. Now, we're just giving
Yes.
you a bunch of information here. If you want more details or the real truth here, you're going to have
Do
to
your
look
own
these
research.
people up, right? You're going to have to look it up. There's a lots of
Right.
information. But Anita Morjani, I think a book she wrote was Dying to Be Me or whatever. She's
Yeah.
hooked up with Bruce, and they do a lot of circuit discussions. And her
Yes.
whole thing was, what did she learn? She had stage four cancer. All of her organs were completely breaking down, and she basically died. She came back to life, and within less than a week, she had no cancer, all her organs were perfectly healed,
Functioning.
and to this day she goes on book tours, very healthy. And what was the one thing she learned on the so-called other side? It was about love. That she'd spent her whole life in fear, even though she had a lot of spiritual ideas and lovingness and kindness, but she still was always afraid of her health. She always had that little thing in the back of her brain. And so she would eat right and she would do all these things not out of a choice of her destiny, but a fear. A
Isn't that
fear.
interesting?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, I think this concept of just bringing love in, but not that fluff stuff, not that stuff that, where you're evading your fears. Like, you got to come face to face with the
Yeah.
fears. And that's what Bruce Lipton's saying. You got to
Right.
see the training. You were trained all these thought systems. You were trained to believe these things, and then it was locked in your memory of the, like for me, let's deal with the prostate condition. I go to the doctor. The first thing he asked me, what's, did my parents or my grandparents have it? And I'm like, well, yeah, I think they did. And he said, so the minute I tell him I'm German, oh my God, you have 50 plus percent probability that it could be cancer because you're of German lineage and the data shows this and the data shows that. And I'm
Oh
like,
my, and you're bombarded with all of this.
yeah, and it's all DNA memory stuff. Now,
Yeah.
he's a pretty good, naturopath because he's helped me go into what I did. I started doing the BioTouch. I started to feel at peace in myself to where I could make different choices. From that state, what happens with that BioTouch, I find, is it just puts you in that state that we're going to call love, where you really can listen to your inner messages.
Well, this is where healing begins to take place. I mean, it makes so much sense, doesn't it? The moment that you put your body in a state of, because one of the biggest stressors is fear. I mean, let's face it, come on. Fear takes you places you really don't want to go, but it's so easily, that seems to be the path of least resistance for, society, the human kingdom at this point is fear. And
Right.
then we fed ourselves that over millennium of time thing. But when you put the body, this is what BioTouch does, it puts the body in a state of rest where you can breathe. And it's in that time. And see, this is what Bruce says. This is where you can change the dialogue. That's a really interesting thing because in that inner self-awareness, a lot of that, what happens is, we begin to question, to ask, to re-question, and we are basically having an inner dialogue. Well, when you begin through that self-awareness to, as you were saying, start loving ourselves in a whole nother way, and just by allowing ourselves to have something like BioTouch or whatever is a first step because it's in that time that the body has an opportunity, what, to just to come into an awareness of being.
Right.
And that is when things start happening. You cannot heal if you've got all this jittery stuff going on and the dialogue is, oh my God, I'm in
Right.
fear and I'm going to die or whatever. So,
Well,
yeah.
and that's what we're trained from a very young age. It
Yes.
goes back to, how to, when I was 5 years old, I wished that everybody could be happy and healthy. And then I felt guilty. So already the thoughts were in there. You can't be
Right.
wishing for everybody to be happy and healthy. You should be
Excuse
wishing
me, who
for
do
a
you think?
bicycle.
Come on, be a kid.
Yeah. And so, and I think we hear lots of stories about children who, they see lights or they see
Oh.
things moving or,
Oh my.
they become attentive and we sort of bang it out of them. Don't trust your own inner voice. Don't trust that peace and quietness of you.
Right.
And it's not, they're not channeling some high beings. They are that, I mean, they are that essence. Why is
Yeah.
all the great teachings say, be ye as little children?
I know.
That's where
True.
you change the DNA. You change your destiny there. So homeopathics is another one who deals with that.
Yeah.
They give you this very minute, if you haven't looked into homeopathy, it's really worth looking into.
Very
Yeah,
interesting.
you
Yes.
get this little magic pellet, this small, that has a thing in it that of the
Yeah.
disease that you have, like
Right.
gets rid of like.
Right.
But the whole analysis of it with a good homeopath is they look at your past, they look at your history, they look at the baggage that you're carrying from generations. We had somebody who read a book once about we even carry the trauma from past, our alcoholism from past, the
Yes.
traumas from past, the sexual abuse from past. So a lot of
Yep.
things that we might be going through isn't really ours. Some of our emotional baggage isn't really ours, you know?
Exactly. The lineage. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if we remember though, the whole experiment, so to speak, is that we come back in family groups. This is the arena, what? Where we as we come into the world and we learn from our environment and from the input of those in our immediate family group, preparing us to go out into the bigger family group, which is humanity itself. Well, we know that there aren't any perfect families right now. We're working our way through stuff. And so we have a lineage. It's not just physical, is it? As you were just saying, it's a unconscious lineage from our ancestors that we all carry. And a lot of times, the reason that we have issues of not being able to heal or come into is that we don't understand that the cause of that goes way beyond us. And so, the message is, and Bruce kind of imagine this for us. You have to get, this is a whole what basis of holistic medicine anyway. You have to get to the root cause of the dis-ease,
Right.
whether it's emotional, mental, and we carry all of it in this body, which is why BioTouch is here.
And that's what we're trying to do is just get this simple act of loving kindness out to humanity, you know, and we're trying to also break another DNA thought system, which is, you know, price equals worth. You know, what we're trying to say is we have something here you can freely use immediately. And you will be effective just by doing the greeting. If you want to be part of our 21-day challenge and just do the greeting with someone for 21 days, you probably would notice a difference, you
What?
know? And changes are happening. It's that guy that he was a neurobiologist, psychotherapist, I don't know what he was. But he w gave this presentation at a conference once that when you have a wow moment in your life, changes happen in the deepest seat of consciousness. He said, if you want to experience that today, go out and have those people do that little touch therapy they're doing out there in the
That
hallway.
little old bio touch.
I'm like, and every time we work with people, every time we just do the greeting and maybe the headset, people sort of open their eyes, and what's the first thing they say?
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
I
So
know.
changes are happening. We might not even be aware of them. And
Right.
maybe we're developing a change for the next generation. Maybe we're helping the destiny of generation after
That'd be a
generation
lovely
doesn't,
thought.
yeah, that
Yes.
doesn't have to live in the same kind of fear. And maybe if you really look at the expansiveness of the possibilities, there's a planet that truly does care about one another. Maybe
Oh,
that's a possibility.
maybe that's a possibility. I'm thinking. I'm thinking you're right. Well,
So,
and we talk about that chain,
right, that you're
chain of
going,
life,
right?
right?
So it's in our mission statement, it's in our vision statement, it's in our logo with the, you know, and so we're asking you to join us. Join us
Yes.
by just taking those two fingers and reaching out and touching another human being. You can go to our website, justtouch.com. There's lots of videos, there's free sharing of it. You can download the greeting for free. If you feel like you need to go beyond self-training with our ebook manual, you can take some of our classes. We have virtual classes, we have live classes here in Tucson, and we do a workshop every month when we take a specific condition. And this month, we're going to take a little time for that. We have an awesome workshop. It's on
You do.
chronic inflammation.
Nation.
Whoop, I forgot the M again. So, but you know, if you read again, look it up, chronic inflammation. Most 90% of the diseases that we have come from chronic inflammation in the
Is
body.
true. Yes. That's another thing that they're discovering, that they're starting to piece together. All of these autoimmunes.
And
you know?
it comes down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Neil Cannon's going to talk to us about his life journey, working with it in himself, and what he's doing to help coach people with VitalitySecret.com. So, that's our goal, is to teach this to people. And in that workshop, you'll hear a little from him. We'll teach you a few sets of points. There's a workbook that goes along with it. And you can start to help you and your family and your loved ones and your neighbor or your colleagues at work.
Just goes on and
Right.
on.
Or just pull somebody off the street and go, "Hey, can I do the greeting with you?" Or if you stub your toe or have an earache, just pull somebody off the street. "Hey, could you do this thing on my ears here?"
I mean, we're laughing, but that's
Right.
literally what can happen.
Yes, it is. It is.
It
When we
is.
feel comfortable that touching is okay,
Yeah.
that really loving our neighbor is a possibility. It's a real possibility.
It
And
is.
as we do that, I think we can change the DNA structure, which will change our destiny. I'm not even sure what that means, but it's sort of,
It sounds wonderful.
it does. It does. So, also you had that quote. I think I wanted to quote that one too, from James Allen, that book we read way back when.
Way back when,
Yeah,
as a man
go ahead
thinketh.
and give us that quote there.
Yeah, I love this quote. It's stuck with me since the 70s. You are what you think, having become what you thought. Think about that. Yeah.
But don't think about it too much.
Nope.
Just take the two fingers, touch another human being. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to center yourself. You don't have to be in any state of mind. Just think of it as a loving, kind touch that takes away the pain. And so, in that, we want to share our very special song by Horace, one of the many that he's given to BioTouch. And this one is called Take Away Your Pain. So listen to his words.
Horse.
Thank you, Bev.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you,
Thanks,
everyone,
everyone.
for participating in this journey with us, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
I can feel the pain, sunshine or rain. So it's not caused by the weather, but it doesn't hurt that much after I feel your loving touch and we spend some time together. You take my pain away each and every day. You're an angel from heaven on high. Your butterfly touch helps me heal so much, and I get better as time goes by. You take my pain away.